Again,
Whispering
conference line, Higher Vision conference line, thank you for being there. Those of you that are listening on the internet right now on our streaming audio, we're being simulcast while we have a telephone conference going on. And this is an unusual conference, and of course, as I said, the last false alarm that we thought we were on, we were telling you, if you don't know where you are, we invite you to hang in there, because amazing things happen during this call, and you're not here by accident, and hang in long enough to decide whether it's something that works for you or not. In the meantime, I want to get the rest of the people signed in, what's happening is during this call, we are all anchoring energy all over the country and sometimes points in the world. We are creating a group energy amongst us, which all of you who wish to participate in can do that. And those that want to check it out and wonder what's going on can just be neutral and listen in and decide if it's something that works for them or they feel the energy of it. There is an energy here. It's not just something for your mind. But if your mind is busy in too much of an evaluative mode, you might separate yourself from the energy. So try to be neutral. Don't try to think too much. Hang in and look in your own personal space during the course of this call. And you may see things happen or feel things happen. A lot of people that have been on this call have had huge transformations in their life. And basically, because if we have a right, we have sources in higher dimensions, group souls that are actually paying attention to everyone that's on the call. And if you choose to allow it, they will find some way to let you know that they're paying attention to you. So that could come in as upliftment of your energy. It could come in as a miracle. It could come in as a change in your relationship with the people around you. Many different ways. So we'll be talking a little more about it, but be open to the possibilities. And I'd like to get, we have Samuel in Phoenix, and we have a number of people on the line that I didn't give space to while I was talking there. So is there anybody in California that's on the line that hasn't checked in yet?
Anna in Berkeley, California.
Anna in Berkeley?
Yes.
Okay. And who else? Anyone else in California? Anyone else on the West Coast? Anyone?
Lynn.
Yeah. Jeff.
This is Jeff in Northridge, yeah.
Oh, hi, Jeff. Okay, great.
Hi.
Okay. Anyone else in California? Anyone else on the West Coast? Anyone in the middle?
Yeah, Robert from Cleveland Heights.
Robert in Ohio.
Yes.
Caroline also?
Nope.
No. Anyone else?
Ginger from Ohio.
Ginger from Ohio. Hi, Ginger.
Hi, Wynn.
Are you getting ready for your trip?
I am, yes.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes. Next week.
Next week, all right. And anyone else in the middle of the country?
Did you get Kathy from Tennessee?
I believe I did. Let me see here. Kathy? Yeah, I did.
Thank you.
And is Karen there from Arizona?
Yes,
Karen, would you email me, please, because there's something that's unresolved in my inbox that I wanted to ask you. Just I couldn't find your email.
Okay.
You know my email? Winfrey@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay. Anyone on the East Coast that hasn't checked in?
Marlene from New York.
Marlene.
Hi.
Hi. You've been here before, yes?
Yes, I have.
Is that, you're in what city?
Bloomingburg.
Bloomingburg. Mm-hmm. I'm still on the East Coast. I'm going down to New York on Thursday to be on some guy's TV show.
Well, you said that last week.
I know. I was supposed to go down last week, but we didn't do it yet. It was delayed until this Thursday.
What show when?
I can't remember. Terry. Okay. His name is Mitchell Raven.
Okay.
Mitchell Raven. If it was Larry King, I would have remembered. But apparently, he does have, he's on the cable channel, but he has a lot of people listening to him, so.
Well, that's good.
So, hopefully, we won't blow all the fuses. Anyone else on the East Coast? Nobody, huh? Okay.
Well, so, it's Bonnie, but I checked in some time ago from Quincy.
Bonnie, oh, I have you down.
Quincy, yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
That was for people that were, I heard a lot of beeps, so.
Yeah, I know.
I was busy talking, so I didn't.
Diane and Wesley from Grenoble, France.
Oh, Diane and Wesley. Hey, your son's on the line.
Yeah, we just heard.
You did? Okay.
That's cool.
Are you? You're in Europe. You're in Europe right now, right?
Yeah, Grenoble in the Alps.
Grenoble.
Grenoble.
Where's that? Is that in Russia?
It's in France.
France.
They're in a gorgeous area, really beautiful area.
Grenoble.
Okay. Super. Well, let's fire the grid from America to France.
yeah.
Let me mute everybody for a moment. Great. And for those people that are listening for the first time on BBS or that are new on the line, it's kind of an unusual circumstance. Shouldn't be unusual. It actually should be usual, but for most people it's unusual, where we believe we have sources that are in other dimensions that are paying attention to our line. And the reason we think this is real is because they keep talking to me. And we've had endless conversations, and in the course of the conversations, there's been a lot of wisdom, a lot of miracles. Those of you that want to investigate the story behind this, you can go to a website, higher-vision.org, and there's a lot of stuff. Those of you that are on the line, I'd appreciate it if you could take the time to check it out yourself and tell me what you think, because it's a new site that I'm putting together that is a little different than anything I put up before. It's going to have a lot of audios of real channelings on the site, which you can, you know, listen to, and you can put yourself in my position of having been in this experience where I've had, and this is like not something that I solicited, by the way, it just happened to me. Spontaneously, those people that I've been close to in my life suddenly start to talk to me, and with voices that identified themselves as not just coming from other dimensions, but explained that they were group souls who were actually acting as God for our planet throughout our history, and that this is one of the ways they've communicated, and in past times, this stuff has turned into religious tracts and spiritual teachings, and of course, we find out if that's true by the way things last, the longevity. You know, you kick the tires enough and nothing goes flat, it just might be real. And so, for myself, I was writing the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, which is actually one of those group souls speaking through
this young man that is the alleged reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And so, while I was writing the book, they kind of said, we want to talk to you, and suddenly a personal relationship started channeling or talking to me through her. And of course, if you can imagine if this happened to you, imagine, you know, you're with somebody and suddenly a voice comes through them and says, hi, we want to talk to you and we'd like to have a conversation. You would wonder about your sanity or perhaps the sanity of the person who was talking to you. And of course, that was a little bit my reaction when it first started happening, except here we are 5 years later, and I've asked the most amazing questions about how things work. I've gotten the most amazing answers. And the overview is that there are two group souls who are intermediaries between what you could call the one infinite creator in our realm. And one of these group souls is the Ra group, and they speak, they have spoken through Edgar Cayce and now through David Wilcock. And of course, I don't tell you to believe this. I mean, this is new information. It's the kind of thing that you should investigate it yourself and see if it holds together. The Ra group is made up of individuals that have been in this realm, that have gone through a multitude of lifetimes, and that's one of the things they say, is that we go through many, 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 many lifetimes, and eventually, if we do it right, we graduate from this realm. And when we graduate, one of the places we can go to is to join this group soul, the Ra group, and then we act as part of a team player on the other side, helping other planets at lower levels of vibration go through their evolutionary process. And the Ra group, if we have it right, is one of those sources that we have recognized as God throughout our spiritual traditions. And the other group soul is the Elohim. And the Elohim is a group soul which is outside of this realm and is part of the original creation, and in many instances they have not gone through physical incarnation, and they help balance things out from the other side outside of it. And these two group souls are very much responsible for things like vibration. When you're in a room and you feel an upliftment of vibration, it's usually the way these group souls, one of the ways they come into this realm. And many times, many people have gone into a room and they felt, what are the good vibes here? Or they've gone into a church and they felt that, or a spiritual group or a spiritual meeting or some sort. And in many cases, that is them expressing themselves into this realm. And as I asked all these questions, I found out that there was a whole big, complex, you know, organization on the other side of group souls, archangels, intermediaries, councils, and plus some really negative groups that have their own agendas in other dimensions. And of course, one of the things that's really hard is in this planet, sometimes it's difficult to tell what's negative and what's positive. And I would urge anyone listening to this to do their own evaluation very carefully, because I'm not going to tell you that this is positive, although my experience tells me it is. It's up to you to come to that conclusion from your own intuitions, your own resonance, and how it impacts you, how it makes sense. So the other group is the Elohim, and the Elohim is who began talking to me through these personal relationships, and they agreed to be on this call. And illness call, monitoring the call, and working with people who came to this call and helping them with their own upliftment. Now, the way they can work with you, and I don't even know the complete extent of how they can work with you. I can only tell you the ways I've seen is, first of all, they can drop energy into your space. You can be sitting there and you can feel a presence, a light around you. You can feel a peacefulness, like you're connected with something. That's one of the ways. Another way is they can take this energy and they can move it through your body and they can heal things, or they can work at a cellular level and fix things in your body. And there's been a lot of evidence of that with certain people that have had very much miracles as a result of being on this call. And another way is that you can anchor this energy and start feeling it, and it starts changing your patterns in a very subtle way. You start feeling better. You start having relationships that might have been problem relationships suddenly fix themselves or shift because something shifted in you. And it's also very subtle. You don't even hardly notice it. You have to pay close attention to say, God, I was been on the call for like 3 or 4 months. And 3 or 4 months ago, things were a lot worse than they are now. So it's a very subtle transformation that can occur. And so these are the things to pay attention to and a reason to keep coming back and seeing if there's something in it for you. And one of the reasons it's really quite important is because they're explaining that we are in the midst of what's called a dimensional shift, or the end of a 75,000-year cycle. And there's kind of an upgrading of energy on our entire planet, and it's leading to a graduation of sorts, where it's possible to graduate from this realm and go to a higher realm. And normally, this happens, can happen at any time in the course of this 75,000-year cycle for people that are going through repeating patterns of incarnation. But right at this moment, it's happening in the sense that those that don't graduate cannot continue on Earth, the way I understand it. And they have to move on to another planet in another star system because the Earth itself is graduating. And those people that need to repeat 3D experiences can't do it on the Earth anymore. And so these group souls have watched this happen. They're outside of time, and they are assisting us in the process. Now, as this was happening to me, I studied many people who did channeling, and I found out all over the world there's exactly the same message coming through. And this is not happening in a vacuum. And it, not only that, every major spiritual tradition, or most traditions, have predicted this particular epoch which we're passing through. And of course, the Christians call it the end time. The Hindus call it Kali Yuga. There's Hopi prophecies. There's the Mayan calendar ending in 2012. And I believe it's these two group souls who have been the intermediaries talking to people. And as I said, one of the ways they come in is light energy. And then there's certain people who are gifted in a certain way that are able to actually translate that light energy into audio, into intelligence, and speak on their behalf. And this is where it gets tricky, because you have to say, how do I know they're actually just them speaking? You have to watch this for a while. You have to study it. You have to see how it connects. And many of the people that have been paying attention to this have learned that it does connect, and it does withstand whatever scrutiny you want to apply to it. Now, there's a lot of people that don't apply scrutiny. They just make a quick judgment, and that's okay, but you're probably going to miss out if you're one of the people that do that, because there is something here, and a quick judgment probably means you're not going to look at it for what it is, but you're going to look at it from your own prejudice or your own prejudicial point of view. And, of course, one of the reasons people don't want to look at it is because it is a little bit what you could call catalytic, because it creates some rules for the reality down here that are a little different than most of us are accustomed to playing by. So this evening, on Mondays, we do different things on this line. I'm the moderator. We also have calls going on from Tuesday through actually Sunday, every night of the week. And different people are moderating, and, you know, every night these energies are present on the line. And on Monday, we've actually had some live channelings. We may have them again in the future. And tonight, I'm going to do a channeling of the Council of Twelve. The Council of Twelve has explained that they are like a regulatory agency for these two group souls, and that they kind of monitor our planet and the whole solar system, and they decide, can petition for energy. Now, believe me, when it sounds like I know what I'm talking about, I don't. So just I'm giving you the best scenario for how I understand it, but they petition for energy. And some of you that are on the line tonight might have been people that have listened to the Don and Wynn show, which Don is the founder of BBS, and he's the guy that comes on at the beginning of the show here and goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Girlfriend X in December of 2005 was being interviewed on the Don and Wynn show. Of course, Girlfriend X, those of you who have been on the line know that's Daphne. And during the Donna Wynn show, while she was being interviewed by Don and I, it was kind of unexpected, but she said they wanted to talk to us. And there was a broadcast on the show from the Council of Twelve. And apparently, this was the first time in history, certainly recent history, that there's been a live channeling of such a high group to a public audience. And so, assuming my computer continues to work, I'm going to play that channeling right now. And, this was done on December 10th, 2005. Of course, I hear nothing. Just a moment.
Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Ezekiel, Ra'el, Uriel, the Council of Twelve, the Council of Saturn, the Council overseeing the emanations of the Hunabku. We invoke the Christed consciousness of the Christ light and all sentient beings animal, David, human. Involved in the ascension process, taking way on Terra as we so speak, moving her from density 3 through 4 into 5 and upwards. We presently speak to you from the Council of 12, the Oversoul Council of our solar system. Have you questions for us this evening? We are indeed very, very pleased to have this opportunity presented to us for such dissemination of light to so many who can serve and uplift their fellow humans. We take this as a grave responsibility and huge honor. Have your queries for us at this time?
I'll ask a question on the behalf of all those people who are listening. And each person individually wants to know how they can participate in their own life in the best way for the upliftment of this planetary process. Could you share that, please?
Go to the source. Go to the center. Go to what is in your heart. We are trained here in this Western culture especially to ignore the promptings, the intuitive pleadings, the emanations of the heart. Some call it the intuition, the gut instinct. This is almost always correct. We are too rationalistic a culture, too intellectualized a culture. Not that the mental is negative, but the mental, and thus the ego, is to serve the soul, not to be master of the soul. Right now, we are struggling within a third-dimensional structure that is enslaved by rules. Rules which serve the ego. The ego dominates world politics, world business, oppression, mercenary war, not the heart. As leaders such as the Dalai Lama have said, strive for compassion for all, for harmlessness for all. For in the end, we are all the same. We all cry. We all hurt. We all need love. We all need food. We all need shelter. We all need each other. Look at your disaster here in the United States. Look at Katrina. Look at what happens when suddenly a natural catastrophe takes away the very existence of life, the technologies which we have come to rely on as the most concrete. They are not the most concrete. Physical things are not the most concrete. It is what is in the soul and how we treat others. This indeed is the most concrete. And we will continue to manifest these lessons as long as we are intolerant of others, because others are only aspects of ourselves. The more quickly we can accept ourselves and our own imperfections, the more quickly we can harmonize with others of different dispositions. And understand that differences, like colors, like musical tones, like different plates on a table, different delicacies, are to be savored for their differences, not to be juxtaposed and judged one against another. There is room for multitude and plentitude, variety is a good thing, not bad. We must learn to rejoice and see beauty in variety. This is one of the most pressing points. There is much polarization, especially here in the United States, in terms of political spectrum. Things become heated here emotionally very quickly. There is an eroding middle class. Canada, Europe, Australia, even India, at this point, has a larger middle class than does the U.S. This started happening in the 70s. In order to have a large middle class, one must have an educated populace. Once the public school systems are eroded, and you will only have an elite populace and a disinformed populace, or a media misinformed populace, then divisiveness can start. This is what has happened in the United States. The U.S. is actually at a very critical juncture because karmically she is a way shower for the rest of the world. And yet, there is much she has to learn from others, especially as regards humility. Americans have many, many good things in their character. But the one American characteristic, we speak generally now, of course, archetypally, not of individual people, is the country as a whole must learn to cooperate as part of a world, must learn to take her place among the world stage. Not as a braggart, not as the mightiest and the greatest, not as a teenage rebellious soul, for she is a young country. She must learn to cooperate.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Could I ask you to explain how the Council of 12 operates and its role in the affairs of our solar system?
Are you the disciples of Christ?
Yes.
Yes. We are likened unto the disciples of the Christ. We are the direct emissaries to the Galactic Council, which oversees the rising vibration of your current planet Earth, but also the solar system, for your sun too is rising in vibration. And the entity now channeling, in a previous experience, actually was given information pertaining to a dimensional shift in which there would be an experience of a binary star system at the end of the shift. For it is not just Terra alone that is shifting. It is indeed the entire solar system. Does this answer your question?
Yes, it does. Don, would you like to ask a question?
I would like to ask if there are any suggestions that can be made by the Council of 12 that we can, that what we're trying to do here with Blog and Service and BBS Radio, whether there are any suggestions you could make that would help in our endeavors to reach and uplift man.
applaud your efforts greatly. One suggestion is to make information, interviews, such as the one with Carla Ruckert and your upcoming guest, and various others, available in either transcript format or recordable CDs, which people may order from you. This is one possible way of disseminating the information even further. We bless you. We thank you. We are honored by you. We wish to serve you. Bring us your tears, your fears, your hopes, your dreams, and your questions. We bid you good night. Blessings to all. Love, peace. And may everyone have what they need, always and forever. Adonai, Adonai, Sebaos, Om Shanti.
Share that with you. That was apparently, of course, they're telling us that we're doing things on this line that are very unusual, creating a liaison between this realm and other realms. And I've learned the technology now to learn how to put these up in audio form, plus thanks to Gino, have a tape recorder or a digital recorder. So that particular channeling will be up on the website tomorrow for those of you that want a copy of it or listen to it. There's an incredible energy that's on that. And I'll make a notice on Higher Vision or on the Dimensional Shift conference line that it's up and you can either download it or listen to it on the internet. And we're slowly but surely putting more of those channelings on the higher-vision.org website. And if you're listening for the first time, please study that website. It has lots of channeling, lots of information, and we're adding more all the time. Right now, we're going to what we do is we do a calling in of the light. Let me announce that on Saturday, I'm going to do a workshop at 10 a.m. California time, suggested donation of $12, where it's just going to be like a question and answer workshop. If anyone wants to ask some of the questions, you know, those of you that know me know that I've been having endless conversations for the past 5 years, plus I've studied David Wilcock and all his readings, and I have, at least from a human 3D level, fairly extensive understanding of this dimensional shift and how to get through it, and so there'll be all kinds of opportunities to, it's not going to be, as far as I know, but of course anything could happen, it's not going to be a channel workshop, it's just going to be me, and maybe Daphne and Terry, who are the people who have been the conduits to the other side to answer questions, but I don't anticipate a channeling on the line. So email, go to the website or email suzanne@higher-vision.org if you're interested in being there. And on that note, I want to call in the light. And this is, it's 10:16, we have 9 more minutes of VBS. At 10:25, we'll say goodbye to all those people who are tuning into us on CBS, but we will continue with everyone that's on the phone. And what we do is we do a invocation to the light, and we do then prayer and healing requests for ourselves, for our people we know, and for the world at large. So we're going to start with the invocation. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. Right now, I'd like to ask each one of you to imagine yourself in this flow of energy that's radiating from the center of our galaxy, through our solar system, through your body, and into the Earth. And as you see that flow of energy, expand it out from your physical location to every person that's on this line. Just imagine it. We're all connecting right now on the other side in higher dimensions, and we're creating the group energy amongst us all. And as we connect this, create this group energy, we invite those group souls who are service to others, operating in the Christed energy, in the highest good of all concerned, to join with us. And we have one great big conglomerate of light that we are creating. And we'll take a moment while we have the entire group of BBS together. Let's just send this light, because we have some degree of control. Those of you that go along for the highest good, we're going to send this light into various trouble spots in the world. We're going to send it to the Middle East. We're going to send it to the leaders of the Middle East. We're going to send it to Washington, D.C. We're going to send it to Philadelphia, to Miami, to Seattle, to St. Louis, to Los Angeles. And we visualize our entire planet just bathed in this light, radiating from the Hunan Ku, and that those that are sensitive can feel this energy and allow it to uplift them, even if they don't understand it. And on that note, we have another 5 minutes before we sign off with BBS. I'm going to unmute the people on the line. And what we do is we have an individual kind of intention request. I guess the old word was prayer request, but using our intentions to direct this light energy to those things that we would like to uplift, always adding for the highest good of all concerned, since there's things that we don't know necessarily understand the outcome of or the implications of from our 3D consciousness. So let me unmute you. John in Boston, would you like to put something in the light?
Yes, I'd like to put my father, John, my mother, Sophie, my fiancée, Jenny, our families, everybody that needs assistance on this world, and myself, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Bonnie Quincy.
Yes, I'd like to put Joe Krieger on the line. I'd like to put my Aunt Janet on the line. I'd like to put my stepmother, Virginia, on the line. And I'd also like to put my sister, Susan, on the line.
Thank you very much. Karen in Arizona.
I'd like to put love and light to those on the line and on the internet, and to peace and love for the earth.
Thank you. Jerry in Los Angeles.
I'd like to put the whole project and the connection between the Elohim and Ra and the higher forces in this world into the light and make it very strong. Amen.
And Wayne, South Carolina?
Yes, I'd like to put all those online with us tonight and those listening in, and I'd like to put especially Charles, Leonard, Stephen, and Tommy and the like for their healing. Thank you.
Thank you. And Veronica?
Yes, with appreciation, I'd like to put Sydney in the light, Cynthia in the light,
Bill Ellsberg in the light, myself, Karen from Ohio, the higher dimension, satellite group, or steering committee, that's it. And
higher
of
vision.
Course, higher vision. Okay. And I'm going blank, so thank you and amen.
Thank you very much. And Kathy in Tennessee. Are you there, Kathy?
I'm there. I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, I'd like to put my spiritual family, which is everybody here, and my family, my immediate family.
Thank you so much. And Gino.
Yes, I'd like to put everybody on the line and listening to PBS, everybody who's held against their will so they can be liberated, my family, the Higher Vision Committee, and the sale of my house in the light for the high school. Thank you.
Thank you. Claudia?
Yes, I would like to put Linda, Adriana, and Tony, and of course, all the animals on the planet. Thank you.
Thank you. And let me just make a comment before we go on. We'll probably be signing off of the internet in the next minute. I just want to tell you who is listening on the internet, we are doing this every Monday. I urge you to read my book, visit our website, higher-vision.org. We do this on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Wayne and Karen are moderators. And then we do shorter healing meditations from Wednesday to Sunday, not on the internet, but over the phone line. And if you make the request, we'll give you the phone number and how to check in. Make your request, Suzanne, at higher-vision.org, or go to the website higher-vision.org, and you will see the email button to make the request to find out the phone number. And thank you very much for checking in with us. 10:25 now. Don should be taking us off, but Don, are you there?